is the news. Minister Budi Gunadi said he came once to allow general practitioners to perform cesarean section surgeries, a decision instructed by President Prabowo Subianto. Minister Budi explained that President Prabowo wants the Ministry of Health to open at least 66 hospitals in remote, frontier, and autonomous or treaty regions, including areas such as Nyasaland, Kaliabu, Kolaka, North Konawe, and the hinterlands of Sumba and Flores. The Indonesian National Police Criminal Investigation Agency, or Bareskrim, became a suspect involved in the illegal import and distribution of cyanide on Wednesday, May 14, 2025. The suspect with initials S.A. distributed cyanide that was imported through warehouses in Surabaya and Pasuruan. Bareskrim is currently investigating how the suspect was able to import the cyanide. According to Lulu, the suspect used permits and imports quotas from general importers category. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, Voice.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
the novelist Erin Dotty Roy wrote an essay entitled The Pandemic is a Portal, in which she argued that the pandemic presents us with an unparalleled opportunity to reimagine our future. Forrest Whitaker reads her words.
Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty Neo brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our mind is still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past, and refusing to acknowledge the rupture. But the rupture exists. In the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine a world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, or we can walk through it lightly. With little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it.
Amin Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN. There's a sudden outrage for injustice right now in every sphere. I think we're at a moment where COVID perhaps has helped us realize that there is an intergenerational transition, and that young people are now waking up to the calls that we've had from my generation, which has said, look, this is the opportunity you've got to make things change. And they are rising up, and that we are bringing young people to the table now, not as a token, but to help us shape and to take that baton, to take up the gauntlet, and to move forward, people fighting for justice. But fighting for your justice, not just mine. And to see that without your justice, mine won't be fulfilled either.
Thank you for the invitation to here today to talk about my big brother. The world knows him as George, but I call him Perry.
In June, George Floyd's brother, Philonis, gave testimony to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Yesterday, we laid him to rest. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I'm the big brother now, so it's my job to comfort my brothers and my sisters, Perry's kids, and everyone who loved him. And that's a lot of people. I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death will not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a t-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the call that's ringing out the streets across the world. People of all backgrounds, genders and races have come together to demand change. The people marching in the streets are telling you enough is enough. To the leaders, the people elected you to speak for them to make positive change, you have the opportunity to make your names mean something too. If his death ends up changing the world for the better, and I think it will, then he died as he lived. It is on you to make sure his death is not in vain. I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to Perry while he was here. I was robbed of that. But I know he's looking down at us now. Perry, look up at what you did, big brother. You changed the world. I hope you can rest in peace with power.
After the genocide and destruction of the Second World War, the United Nations was founded, enshrined in its charter with the fact that all people are equal and entitled to the same respect, justice, and human rights. This remains a simple truth, and yet across the globe, this struggle is still being fought. Amin Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN. The more we've seen poverty and inequality, hunger, conflict, the more we understand that it is about the person that could be left behind. And so it's really important that we don't leave anyone behind. And we ask ourselves, country by country, community, region, the world, who are the new ones? And they're defined in many different ways depending where you're coming from. And so, you know, discrimination, exclusion, all of that provides fodder for instability in the world. And we know that everyone has a right to a life of dignity.
The Overseas Service of Radio Republic of Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku merasa jatuh dalam undang cinta.
with strong determination, compassion and sharing, modesty, honest, as well as wisdom and diplomacy.
Before Christ.
instruments. The downfall of the Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes playing the instrument just drown. One of Rizlapa's artists is often called Oba Olof to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Kalimdun. In 2004, Oba developed Kalimdun, Heritage of Parents. Oba must preserve it because message from parents in older Kalimdun arts is not extinct. Oba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. Which was presented by young people of Mandu, Lindy, Kalimdun, Attack. Kalimdun is wind instrument, even though the way to play it. It's not fully to be thrown like fruit. Kalimdun is played on lips, then it is fake on the platform. Then it is tapped on the right to produce the sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make Kalimdun such as in Sipanyang, Asimuti, Asipanaya, Lewamarambong, Garut, and Sipalong, Sipalong Kulagong, and Sipalong Kulam Jangu, which is made from palm nidra. In Lumalang Juli, Kalimdun is made from bamboo and played by women. Kalimdun is shaped like peacock, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hairpan. While Kalimdun, which is made from nidra, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be cut in a cigarette case. According to Oba Olof, the main material of Kalimdun is fiber from tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past, it was made from palm nidra, so many people call it kawum. Now, Oba makes it from bamboo, because if Oba makes it from kawum, Kalimdun will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm nidra. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm nidra takes 2 until 3 years. Kulit, cara umurnya sudah lama, cara bambu sudah, bambu banyak, jadi umurnya sering, setahun, tidak bisa dibikin, setahun, setahun lalu tidak bisa bambu dibikin. Itu saja, Kalimdun hasil Bandung dari Sesenti, itu. Sampai kalau hasil Bandung harus
di, kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Kalimdun ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Kalimdun Art began to be exported in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya Karat. Karat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Dia mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nunantrog. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nunantrog. Astagfirullah.
Rui Agostino. Mohon ke Santos Kabalaya kayaknya.
Yang sisi sini currently written and directed by Spotify and sung by Kenny Lepak. Currently the three-bit solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiaomi, currently was played together with takotak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Mahalot, there are 4 types of tune you play in currently, namely, Tengeret, Kogundangan, Kereoban, and Irimiriman. Currently can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of currently finding artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal cun atau nada-nada yang dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karening tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada, nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karening does not have tone. Actually it is not tone. In the past our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karening has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are synonyms who have to preserve our instrument. Karening was made by the ancestors to ward off the past and the past. Because of that, the tone seems like an instrument above human name. After a long time, finally karening is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waking their land. Today, karening begins to be popular in modern music, such as rock, blues, and pop. For listeners, there will be grains of traditional instrument from Western Java called karening.
Thank you.